Hello, my name is Paul Weatherly, and this is a short introduction to Chapter 14, What Role for the Public Sector? This chapter relates to earlier chapters in the book, particularly Chapter 4 on the political environment, which looks at the relationships between the private and public sectors, particularly in terms of regulation of the private sector by government, and also Chapter 5 on the legal environment. In this chapter, we look at the nature and scope of the public sector, particularly focusing on the UK, and the state as an economic actor in its own right. In other words, involved in economic behaviour, in allocating resources in society. And there are two dimensions of this that we focus on. One is the nationalisation of business, or public ownership of business, and the second is the welfare state. And in both of these areas, we look at arguments both for and against the role of the public sector in these ways in the economy. Government, or the public sector, the market, or private sector, and voluntary organisations, which are often referred to as the third sector, constitute alternative mechanisms for allocating resources in society. So societies have to choose the balance between these sectors, particularly in the case we're looking at, between the public and the private sector, on the basis of the advantages and disadvantages of leaving things to the market or allowing the state to play an economic role. So these are essentially political choices for society about the kind of economy that we want to create. In terms of defining the public sector, it comprises general government, that's to say central and local governments, plus all public corporations. So that's a definition used by the International Monetary Fund and by the Office for National Statistics. In terms of distinguishing between organisations in the private and public sector, that's not always a straightforward matter. And in terms of the Office for National Statistics definition, the difference between the public and private sector is determined by where control lies rather than by ownership or whether or not the entity is publicly financed. So the key factor in determining whether an organisation is deemed to be in the public or private sector is the method of control and where control lies. In the chapter, we look at the size of the public sector in the UK, measured in terms of both employment and public spending. In 2016, the public sector accounted for quite a small share of total employment in the UK, which was about just less than 18%. Whereas the private sector makes up just over 82% of total employment. Within the public sector, most of that employment is in central and local government, and a small part, less than 6%, is accounted for by public corporations. And in fact, the welfare state looms very large in overall public sector employment, particularly in the NHS and in education. When we look at the size of the public sector in terms of spending, it accounts for a larger share of the economy. In 2016-17, the UK government was expected by the Independent Office for Budget Responsibility, or OBR, to spend almost £780 billion. And to make sense of that figure, that constitutes nearly 40% of national income, or in other words, £4 out of every £10 of income received by the UK population. And again, to put that in some context, that amounts to about £28,000 per household in the UK. Again, the welfare state accounts for a very large proportion of total public spending, For example, in 2015-16, spending on the welfare state, broadly defined, accounted for nearly two-thirds of total public spending. In the chapter, we look at public spending both historically in the UK and comparatively, comparing the UK with other similar economies, particularly in the EU and in the OECD, the countries of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. First of all, historically, looking at the last 70 years since the Second World War, or since 1948, just after the Second World War, total public spending has fluctuated as a percentage of UK national income over this period. But it's increased fairly steadily in real terms, that is to say in cash terms adjusted for inflation, from the late 40s up until 2008. Since the financial crisis in 2008 and the introduction of austerity policies in 2010, in real terms public spending has levelled off but has fallen sharply as a share of national income. If we look at the short-run fluctuations in the share of public spending in national income, there are broadly two factors that help to explain the ups and downs that the chapter charts over that 70-year period. First of all, what is important is the attitudes to public spending by the party in government, or the ideology of the governing party, and of course behind that, the extent of public support for taxation and public spending. But secondly, public spending fluctuates as a share of the national economy due to the performance of the economy, due to the economic cycle. For example, when the economy gets smaller in a recession, a given level of public spending will be a larger share of the smaller national income. And also, there is some upward pressure on public spending in a recession, especially due to increased spending on unemployment benefits. When we look at the UK in comparative terms, looking at how we compare with similar advanced economies, the UK is not a particularly high spender in terms of the public sector. So in the chapter we look at the example of healthcare, which is a key aspect of the welfare state. And we see that total healthcare spending as a share of GDP in the UK was lower in 2013 than the OECD average, excluding the United States. 8.5% in the UK compared to 9.1% in the OECD as a whole. And the UK was also below in 2014 the EU14 average of 10.1% of national income, and in fact quite far behind the high spending EU states. So the UK is not particularly a high spender in terms of public spending as a share of national income when we look at the UK compared to other similar countries. The role of the public sector, which this chapter is concerned with as an economic actor, has been for some time, arguably for the past 200 years, one of the key questions in political debate. So one of the most important divisions in political opinion over that period. So in the 20th century, arguments about the role of government as an economic actor and the relative advantages of the public sector compared to the private sector were bound up with the ideological contest between liberalism and socialism, or versions of those two main ideologies. Or another way to look at this is to say that the debate about the role of the market and the role of the state, or the role of the public sector versus the role of the private sector, is very much the central issue in the left-right political debate in the UK and indeed in similar countries. And in the chapter we show that over the post-war period in Britain and indeed elsewhere, there's been a shift in ideological terms, from a version of socialist thought, often described as the Keynesian welfare consensus, to a version of liberal thought, often defined as neoliberalism. So political debate in Western societies has involved a spectrum from more limited versions of socialism that seek to reform a capitalist economic system through a greater role for the state, to neoliberalism since the 1980s, which was a reaction against the reform agenda and sought to roll back the state or to minimise the role of the state in economic life. In the chapter, then, we go on to look at the economic role of the state, both in terms of nationalisation of business and in terms of the welfare state. And we look at both of the arguments in favour of public ownership in the post-war years and the expansion of the welfare state, and the neoliberal critique, both of public ownership and of the welfare state. In the final part of the chapter, we go on to consider the challenges to the welfare state in the modern period, particularly in terms of austerity and questions about the affordability of welfare states. So, just summing up, in this chapter, we look at the role of the public sector as an economic actor. The public sector being comprised of general government, central and local governments, that is to say, and all public corporations. The public sector, measured in terms of employment and spending, is a relatively small but significant part of the economy, and it's not large by international standards. The state's role as an economic actor is a key issue of political controversy. This debate concerns the best mix of the state and the market, and it concerns both the size, organisation, management and purpose of the public sector. This has been bound up with the ideological contest between liberalism and socialism, or between left and right, as rival accounts of the nature of capitalism and alternative visions of the good society. Consensus embracing the mixed economy and the welfare state broke down in the 1970s and was challenged by the neoliberal aim to roll back the state, which has dominated politics and public debate since that time. There is an ongoing debate about the future of welfare states in the context of austerity and questioning of their affordability.